So we'd first like to start off with an overview of kind of a year in review. So Jeff, it's been a pretty frothy year, been a lot of pressure, it's been some up and down. Do you want to walk us through the year that's been to date?
Sure, and thanks, Holt. Just so that we can get a sense of the audience, can we see a show of hands? Who's participated in a 363 auction? Okay, quite a few of you. Okay, and have you? Let's see, another show of hands, folks that have used other means of acquiring distressed assets, either to stave off a bankruptcy on behalf of the target, or perhaps a plan sale or a plan of reorg. Okay, that's great. Thank you. So what we have here on the screen, and I apologize for the size of these numbers, but just a couple of things. These are the 363 sales in oil and gas in 2015. So you see there we have probably about 9 on this slide, and Sampson, any of you working on this, but Sampson just announced 6 more separate parcel 363 sales in their bankruptcy. So probably 15 so far year to date in 2016. That would be against in 2015 we had about 10. A couple of those lower ones are 2014. So the activity is accelerating, which is a pattern that we see. You get late in a cycle. It doesn't have to be oil and gas. It can be steel. It can be shipping, the cyclical industries. You'll see the M&A activity pick up late in the cycle as the bid-ask spreads compress a little bit and pessimism gives way to optimism.